Amen. Good morning. Yes, that is. Good morning. Good morning. Sorry about that. Didn't see that it was back on. God bless you and welcome to Friday. It's the end of another week. Grateful to God. I am grateful to God just for another week and just what this week has meant and how we've been able to, what we've been able to do for the kingdom of God. This week and how to help and how we help people and all the things that came along with it. And so we are grateful to God. Are you grateful for the end of another week? Are you grateful to God that he's opened doors and made ways? May not have been easy, may not have been a walk in the park, as they say, but thankful to God, thankful that you were able to see the ending of another week. So I thank God and I pray that you a good week, and I'm praying that you are blessed and that you are prepared for whatever it is God wants you to do, whatever it is that God is putting before you. Where is it that God is using you, or where is it that you are prepared and ready to let God use you? What doors do you want to see God open in your life? Whether you want to see God bless you and minister to you and make things different than what they have been. And I'm praying for you and praying that God would bless you, that God would minister to you, that you would come to the realization that God is really on my side, despite how I feel, despite what it looks like, despite what I'm thinking. God is on my side. God is on my side. Amen. If you believe it, you ought to just find reasons and opportunities to give him glory and to praise him and to give him, to magnify his name, even when things are not the way we'd want them to be, even when we don't feel like things are the way we'd like to see them, we still have this assurance of God's faithfulness. When nothing else, when you have nothing else, church. I guess not church, not church. You, me, us. When we have nothing else. When it seems like we can't pray. Seems like God's not answering our prayers. Seems like doors are not being opened. Seems like we're staying in the same place. Or we're going in circles. When you're in that place, you have to just be able to lean on the fact that God is faithful. And we have to thank him for his faithfulness. That's sometimes, y'all, sometimes that's all we're going to have, is to just thank him for his faithfulness, to thank him for his wisdom and guidance, to thank him because he is, beyond everything else, he's faithful. He's begun a good work in you, and he will be faithful to bring that work to completion. And so sometimes all you're going to have is, God, I trust your faithfulness. I trust you. And I trust your faithfulness in spite of everything else. Amen. Trust the faithfulness of God. When nothing else is working, when nothing else is falling in place, when nothing else is happening in the manner in which you have wanted it, needed it, or believed that it would, just simply walk from that moment saying, but God, I trust your faithfulness. I trust your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his faithfulness. I want us to just pray for the things that are on our heart. We want to pray for those things today, things that are on our heart, perhaps that we have given up on. I just kind of felt that in my spirit. I want to pray for the things that we have just kind of, maybe God's not going to do that. Maybe that's not going to happen. The only thing that keeps you going is you're ready to just let it go and leave it alone and move away from it. But there's something in your spirit that just will not let that go, will not let that peace die. And while on one hand, you're almost saying, I don't think God's going to do that. On the other hand, there's something in your spirit that keeps saying, God's going to do this. He's going to open this door. He's going to make this happen. He's going to make a way for this. And so those of us who still have that thing, still have that baby that keeps prodding at us, keeps poking at us, keeps pushing us. I want to pray for that. I want to pray because obviously God is still doing something. He's still pushing and growing something on the inside of us. And I just want to pray for those of us who have that thing that's still growing inside of us, that's still pushing us ahead, though we know it would be easier to just not believe that that's going to happen, to just not walk down that road. But there's something in our spirit that just will not let it die. And I believe since God is not letting it die or letting it go away, then it's something that he still wants to do. It's something he still wants to work out in our spirit. And I just believe God with you. I believe God with you. So you just need someone to believe God with you. And that's what I'm going to be today. Just for a few moments, I'm going to join my faith with yours, and we're going to believe God to do some things that even our rational mind is saying, I just don't know if God is going to do that. Amen. But let's go ahead and pray and believe him to do what we cannot see, but we cannot do this, but at the same time, we can't get away from it. Father, we are humbled in your sight. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And God, we know that in due season, your word said that you would raise us up. We know that, God, you, he who has begun a good work in us shall perform it, shall bring it to completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. God, we know that you are with us, and if God be for us, then who can be against us? And so, Lord, with all of this that we know, still in our spirits, some of us have this feeling that there's some things that we have believed you for that we just ready to let go of it, ready to walk away from it, ready to just say, God's not going to do that. But deep in our spirits, you keep stirring something on the inside of us. You keep stirring our spirit. You keep stirring our hearts. You keep stirring our mind. You keep stirring our spirit, God. And where we want to give up and where we want to throw in the towel, where we want to walk away from a dream that we believe you placed inside of us, you keep stirring it and bowling it up in our spirit. And so, God, we want to thank you for it. We don't understand it, but we do want to say thank you. We believe that you're going to work out some things in us that we've not been able to figure out on our own. We believe that you are going to minister life to us in areas where we thought that thing was dead. We believe, God, that you are going to raise us up to accomplish your will in places where we have not believed that you would show up. And so, God, would you please help us? Help us, Lord, that we might minister life to ourselves. Help us, God, that we might refuse to give up, that we might stand on your promise, stand on your word, stand on the promises, and let our souls cry out to you and say yes. God, we thank you. We bless your name, God, because you're stirring up a dream on the inside of us that we thought were dead. You're stirring up a desire, a hope on the inside of us that we thought was dead. And God, you are giving us creative concepts and ideas and directions and thoughts and destinies. And we thought that it was over, but Lord, we stand today on this Friday morning and we say together that you are still working. you are still bringing things to pass. You are still in the midst of what we thought was over. You are still breathing on us, and you are still breathing in us. And so, God, we submit our hearts to you. Please do with us as you please, God. Open up the door. Make a way. Open doors that we cannot see. Make ways that we have yet to still believe that you are able to do. Heal our hearts in places that we thought would remain hurt and broken. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. We give you all of this, God, and believe you to work a miracle all by yourself on behalf of your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'll see you this Sunday. It's the fifth Sunday. Don't forget also, you know, we have our Harvest Fest on Tuesday, so all the children are welcome. No costumes at our church on East New York campus, I believe, starts at 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. I think it will be a blessing to your children. It's a lot of fun. And so come and have a godly time. Bring your children, and you'll be blessed. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye.